You're listening to SBS News.
The French government remains furious over Australia's decision to cancel a $90 billion contract to build submarines at short notice and choose the United States as a partner instead. French Defence Minister Florence Parly described it as a breach of trust.
Il ne s'agit pas simplement d'une rupture de contrat.
It's not only a breach of contract of a major arms program between France and Australia, but a breach of trust between allies and a strategic turning point. As for Australia, which decides to entrust completely its future to the United States, faced with the Chinese threat, I want to repeat the words of the Australian Prime Minister, and it's important for all of us and for our naval industry, that the attack-class submarines, those in the deal between France and Australia, are the best ones in the world in the field of conventional submarines. This contract hasn't been breached for reasons related to the quality of the naval group products. It has been done for convenience, as it was said, and it has nothing to do with the quality of our industry and our products.
And she says the actions of the US and the UK with Australia reveal a serious rift between the partners of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO.
Oui, nous voulons des clarifications. Oui, nous voulons des explications. Car une alliance qui fonctionne, c'est une alliance.
Yes, we want clarifications. Yes, we want explanations. Because an alliance which works is an alliance where partners are respected and where we implement a shared strategy. The breach of contract by Australia about the submarines, as well as the behaviour of the United States, is a new example of what we noticed for months, a lack of political dialogue within the Atlantic Alliance.
Au sein de l'Alliance Atlantique.
The French government, along with the submarine construction company, the Naval Group, are understood to be preparing a massive compensation claim. France's European Union partners have agreed to put the dispute at the top of the bloc's political agenda, including at an EU summit next month. Slovenian Foreign Affairs State Secretary Gaspar Dovzan said that the issue will occupy members of the EU for months to come.
In the context of the global issues, we may expect the issue to be debated also in future meetings, but we definitely remain committed to cooperation with our partners on the international stage, but any new alliances that may appear, of course, raise a number of questions, and it's quite premature to give any final statements.
The French government is also seeking to block Australia's proposed free trade agreement with the European Union. Speaking earlier this week, Trade Minister Dan Tehan told Sky News that negotiations are continuing and the 12th round of talks will go ahead as planned when he travels to Europe in October.
All the signals continue to point to the fact that the EU want to continue to have that negotiation. The 12th round will go ahead, and it's just very much business as usual when it comes to our negotiations on that free trade agreement.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg hasn't taken sides, instead emphasising cohesion about the alliance's major goals.
I fully understand France's disappointment. At the same time, NATO allies agree on the big picture, on the most important challenges, and that is that we have to stand together in NATO, North America and Europe together in NATO, to address all our common challenges, including a shifting global balance of power.
He said he was confident that France, the UK and the US would find a way to move forward.
We all see the need for allies to stand together and to continue to modernize and adapt NATO. And in a more dangerous, in a more unpredictable world, we need strong international institutions like NATO even more. And that's exactly why we are strengthening and modernizing our alliance.
But the sense of betrayal and anger felt by France is not going to go away easily. Alan Lee, SBS News.